State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Happy New Year to everyone. With every new year comes a new set of resolutions, as I'm sure you're aware. Work out, eat better, save money. That last one, save money, can be especially hard to do in a tough economy. But for families at the bottom of the economic ladder, saving money can make a real difference. Monique Norton is a 20-year-old full-time student at Kellogg Community College in Battle Creek. And this little guy is her son, six-month-old Jamar.
I love my son. He's my world. And there's nothing I wouldn't do for him.
Right now, Jamar's mom is his favorite person in the world, too. She feeds him. She bathes him. They read books together.
Who do you suppose has such fine toes? You know what toes are? These little down here?
But there's something else Norton is doing for her son that he has no idea about. And not to be too dramatic here, but this thing his mom is doing, experts say it could mean the difference between Jamar staying in poverty or climbing out.
I want to save so I can get a decent used car and also get an apartment and to have some left over if that's necessary.
Monique Norton's goal is to save $4,000 by summer. No small feat, considering she's got two mouths to feed, she's in school full-time to become a dental hygienist, and she earns $7.60 an hour as a part-time cashier at a supermarket. Now, Norton and her son do get a break because they don't pay rent. They live with Norton's mom in low-income subsidized housing. But Norton does chip in to help pay for utilities. To help keep track of her spending, Norton writes down everything in a rainbow-colored day planner.
I put how much money I got from the check, and then I take whatever I spend, I have to write it down and then put stuff back. It could be $20, it could be more, it could be less, as long as I put something back.
Through a combination of wages earned and a federal Pell Grant she got for college, Norton has saved about $2,500. That money will, of course, help her reach her short-term goals. But researcher Aaron Currier says it will also help out Jamar in the long run.
When low-income families can develop their own savings and their own assets, their children are significantly more likely to move up the income ladder.
Currier is director of the Pew Economic Mobility Project. Her team found that savings and upward mobility are linked together, especially for families in the lowest income bracket. 71% of children born to low-income parents who saved climbed out of poverty over a generation. That's compared to just half of the kids who were born to low-income parents who did not save. The government doesn't do much to encourage low-income people to save. Most of the tax breaks for savings, like deferred retirement accounts, are geared toward moderate income and wealthy people. But Caroline Radcliffe, a senior fellow at the nonpartisan Urban Institute, says there are some promising programs that help low-income families save. There's one in New York called Save NYC, which offers incentives for people to save part of their tax refund.
This money that they're putting aside in a savings account, it's a certificate of deposit, and if the money stays in that account for 1 year, they get a 50% match on those dollars.
The pilot was so successful, it's now in a few other cities, and Radcliffe hopes it will one day scale up to the federal level. Meantime, back in Battle Creek.
We finna go turn in my first application for an apartment and ask a couple questions about the application.
All right, I called yesterday and asked if I could come in and ask.
There's a three-month wait list for the subsidized apartments, which is fine with Monique Norton. She figures that will just give her time to save more money. And what does that mean?
A closer step to my goals for me and my son.
For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.